USDA is charged with enforcing country of origin labeling, or COOL for short. Congress included COOL in the 2008 Farm Bill, and it was enacted at the end of September. Congress exempted processed foods to focus the act on things like raw meats and fruits. But some say USDA is too narrowly defining the term processed. Sue Beitlich is president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says it essentially included any one food mixed with another.
For example, if you had a bag of frozen peas, it would be labeled. If you had a bag of frozen carrots, it would be. But if you had a bag of frozen peas and carrots that were mixed, USDA was saying we do not need to label that.
To compound things, Mexico and Canada have appealed COOL to the World Trade Organization, saying it unfairly burdens their producers. But Wisconsin's 8th District Representative Steve Kagan says COOL isn't a trade issue. It's a U.S. law. And he says USDA should close this country's borders to imports from those countries until they comply.
They have to label their product. And it doesn't take a very prescient person to understand how important that is when you take a look at the melamine in the dairy industry in China, where dairy producers put in a fake protein, and that protein caused not just kidney stones in children, but in some cases death.
Kagan has written to the current and future presidents, along with congressional leaders, asking for more stringent enforcement of the country of origin labeling. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.